Hashim Yonis has embraced life in America and is running for the post of Park Board and Recreation Commissioner in Minneapolis. And he is mentoring other young Somali men to help them overcome a sense of alienation that many in his generation feel.
My generation, I call them the lost generation. They are not part of the traditional Somalia, and they are not part of 100%. So they basically have their one foot on the American side, the Western side, and then the other one back home.
Many young Somali men are the children of refugees who fled the long civil war in their country and are having difficulty assimilating into American life. Some drop out of school, can't find a job, or get involved in gangs.
We protect every child that we have.
Nimco Ahmed, a Somali activist who works for the Minneapolis City Council, says the war and resettlement has fractured the traditional family structure.
Most of our fathers are either not here or not in the country or dead, pretty much. So not having a father figure for our boys has been a struggle for us, and it's still a struggle for us.
Ethiopia's invasion of Somalia in 2007 was viewed by some Somalis as a violation of Somali sovereignty, even though the troops intervened at the request of the transitional Somali government and with the backing of the African Union and the U.S. Using a mixture of religion, nationalism, and what some say is deception, the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab has recruited at least 20 Somali Americans to fight against foreign troops in Somalia. Hosno Jamali voices a minority opinion in the Somali community, saying that the intentions of those who joined Al-Shabaab were admirable.
So we're not talking about the root cause, what caused these people to go back ostensibly to defend the dignity and the sovereignty of a nation that is being destroyed.
But the majority opinion is that Al-Shabaab manipulates disaffected youth. Yonis and other leaders are trying to counter the appeal of terrorist groups abroad by advocating for improved education and opportunities to allow more Somalis to better integrate into American society. Brian Patton, VOA News, Minneapolis.